right, and we're about to start. Are we in place? Oh man, I can't stand up. This camera height isn't working for me.
All right, well.
Hi.
What the ass is?
Yeah, that happens.
It's
gonna be like that today, huh?
Yes, it is. Oh, you're blocking my view.
Live from the fashionable north side of Racine, Wisconsin. Oh, it's that podcast. Guys, gays, and beer!
What's up, Rob? What are we doing tonight?
Well, number one, I want to say big get well to Larry. He's in the hospital right now. He's had a terrible accident. And I want Larry to know that we're all with you. I mean, everybody has had an autoerotic asphyxiation accident in their life. I mean, you choke, you masturbate. This is the kind of thing that happens.
God, I really hope he's listening.
You are supposed to have someone
to
keep that from happening. Just ask, what's his name? In excess.
You guys should do a PSA.
We probably should do a PSA on this.
We'll have Larry do a PSA once he gets out of the hospital.
The more you know, you shouldn't choke yourself and try to masturbate.
Oh my.
No, you should. You just need a partner to, in case it goes awry.
Thank you. Exactly.
The question is, how do you get a partner
I thought it was as long as you had a safe
Hey, you mind watching me while I jerk off and choke myself?
Hey, some people are into that.
Well, Tom's done it for me. I mean, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I got you covered.
Call in the middle of the night.
Well, all right. So, Rob, what are we doing tonight? Besides a PSA for that.
Tonight with me is Patrick.
Hey, hey, hey.
Jonah!
Jonah!
We got the noob!
Eh.
We got Tom!
Oh, it's gonna be one of those nights, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we got Dave Welch!
Oh, hey, guys!
Hey, Dave!
Yeah. Experimental gamer! That does not mean autoerotic asphyxiation.
Experimental gamer? It does kind of sound that way, though, I'm just saying.
Well, we just learn all together and you're drunk.
Autoerotic asphyxiation is the most experimental game.
You should really, if you ever decide to go on to the iPad games, I think that would be a good...
No! No, it wouldn't. No, really.
Tap, 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 stand! Stand, tap!
All right. So...
Oh, my God.
So, first topic of the night is Boot Hill Heroes!
Yes!
Yay.
So, let's talk about Boot Hill Heroes.
Mm-hmm. It's an RPG.
Dave, tell us what Boot Hill Heroes is.
Oh, wow. Where did you begin? Okay. Elevator pitch. Boot Hill Heroes is a retro RPG, kind of like the games you play in the 1990s, but it is set in the Wild West.
Yeah, and you don't need to do the elevator pitch because your Kickstarter kicked ass, to put it mildly.
Hey, tripled it, didn't you?
More than tripled it, too.
Oh, man, that was so long ago.
I know, but still.
That's just brings back all the... ambition and failed promises we made at the time.
failed promises.
Yeah,
the
release date. We joke about it now because now that it's done, but.
We do like the release date of October 2012.
I don't know. See, they don't let you change your Kickstarter page after it's finished.
Yeah.
I can't update that. I can't update I'm really ashamed of like the graphics on that page. They probably look the same as the new ones everybody else, but to me, they look terribly outdated. But I don't think you can change a Kickstarter page.
Yeah, it's
completed.
No, I don't think there is an edit feature on Kickstarter actually. So once the Kickstarter is closed, it's done.
Yeah, after it's closed.
Yeah, you don't get to re-access it.
That's going on my tombstone, that Kickstarter page.
Yeah, I think our Kickstarter still has Bob Goldthwait starring as Drunken Larry, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it does, actually. So, but getting back down, it is a RPG.
Right.
And it's got a retro feel to it.
Very SNES-y.
Very SNES-y.
Yeah, I like to say it's like Dragon Quest in the Wild West, but mostly because that rhymes.
All right, well, that worked.
We do a lot of rhyming on this, and
unintentionally.
Yeah.
No rapping though.
No rapping, just rhyming. So,
do you do a rap about Boot Hill Heroes?
No.
Put him on the spot.
There haven't been enough beers.
Okay. Well, not quite enough here yet either. So, more about the game.
Let's talk about extended development because that does happen a lot.
Yes.
What do you think went on with, like, you know, you start out, you're like, you know, hey, we're going to get this done in so many months. And much like every project that I do, I work in IT. Man, it does. It takes forever, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Just multiply how long it'll take by 10, and then do it again, and then you're still off.
That's a good time.
Just try. Just don't even put out a deadline. Oh, man, what made it take so long? That's a good question. I don't know. I don't think it took that long. It just that I didn't think it would take that long, because when we were doing the Kickstarter, like, the game was working and it was playable. You're like, well, that's the hardest part. What else is there? And then you had to, you know, finish the rest of the environments and levels and enemies. And then there's all the millions of things you don't account for.
How many people are working on your team?
One.
So it is a team of one.
Well, it depends on what you mean by working on it.
I mean, you're doing all the graphics, all the coding, everything yourself?
I did not do the sound.
All right.
There's the sound effects done by a different guy, and the music was done by Jake Kaufman, who's pretty big in the professional game composing business.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what else he did, and it drives me nuts.
What did he do most recently? He's working on the Shantae series. He's Shovel Knight's coming out soon. He did that.
Shovel Knight.
He did.
I'm back that.
Bloodborne Betrayal. Retro City Rampage.
Yeah.
Dragon Neon.
Retro City Rampage was one that I like the soundtrack to. I think that's one of the things that I noted on there. I still play it on my Vita.
It is amazing work. I'm glad he decided to help out with this game.
And then, platform-wise, you're dubbing for Xbox Live and your Xbox Live. The Xbox Marketplace. And for the PC, correct?
Yeah, PlayStation Mobile, so it'll be on Vita. And any device that's PlayStation Mobile certified. And I'm not even exactly sure what that means. But... I think some different tablet devices are.
Does that mean I'm going to be able to play it on my PS4?
No.
On my 70-inch screen. But I can play it on my Vita.
Yes.
Because I'm one of the four people that bought it. Yeah. I'm two of the four people that bought it.
You got a couple of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you should be able to pretty soon. I think it'll probably come out on that one first.
I'll pick it up for it, because I am always looking for something good to do on my Vita. It's been... Jeff Minter did one for it recently. THX? TXK? TKX?
What the heck?
He's going to be so pissed.
He is going to be really pissed. Nice job on butchering all
that. I'll send him this episode.
Yeah, please do, all right? Wow.
Okay. Day. But it's really good, and I push all of his stuff,
so
suck it if I can't do letters.
So, available for those platforms.
Yeah.
Are you planning on any other platforms in the future?
I'm going to take it one step at a time, but hopefully, yes.
Doing the porting yourself, or you have somebody else do the porting?
If I could go back in time, I'd have someone else do it. But I already ported it to PlayStation Mobile. And once... there's a porting platform called Monogame that helps you port it to a variety of different platforms. Once I got past that, it wasn't that much harder to get it on PlayStation Mobile, but now that I've done that, it wouldn't be too hard to get it on more platforms. I think it also does, like, iOS, Mac...
That'd be cool.
Linux!
Yeah,
no, iOS.
I want Linux.
There is Linux on that?
Yeah, on the Mono game, yeah.
Nice.
I just checked every day.
Yeah, Ubuntu's not the devoid of games platform that it used to be. I mean, thanks to Steam, I don't really have a hard time on the Ubuntu box finding something to play that I enjoy.
Yeah, and I think the Steam box, when that comes out, that uses Linux.
Yeah.
I think that'll push that forward.
Everything.
Yeah, it does. It really will, actually. From a gaming standpoint, that is going to make it quite the gaming platform.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do, like, I used to do, like, an Ubuntu-specialized, you know, videos on Retro Rob's gaming videos. Look at that, free plug on my other show.
Wow, which, yeah, which, nice? Which you actually played this game for that, right? Did you have this on the your iPad?
It's pre-recorded. I had to ask him for permission.
Okay.
We had a discussion about that.
Okay.
It'll be on.
You did browbeat him a little bit on that, I hope.
Yeah, I had to pay him.
Okay, good. Bribes work, I'm just saying.
I had to send him a 12-pack.
All right, well, that works, too.
Terrible.
Hey, I'm cheap. I work for
alcohol.
Wait,
just a 12-pack?
I work for alcohol.
This is good stuff, man. It wasn't like the stuff we drink.
Yeah.
Oh.
What are we drinking here, by the way?
You know, I honestly cannot remember the name of it, but it's pretty good stuff. It's actually expensive.
Not bad.
What is it, whiskey?
No, yeah, some kind of brown liquor, so as long as it's brown liquor, we're good. Okay, so,
Rob.
Rob. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the storyline on it.
Thank you.
Is this mostly, now, I'm fairly towards the beginning of it. I picked up my first, like, extra character.
Great.
Basically. And I had a video issue, so I'm going to miss a section on my video, and that ticks me off. Because I was doing a Let's Play on it. But anyway, we won't whine about that. That was my fault. Not yours. Should be glad about that.
Lots of things are Rob's fault, but continue.
Lots of things are my fault.
Continue.
But anyway, it so far, it looks like it's going to pan out to be a revenge story.
Oh, yeah?
So far. But I don't know the full story.
Mm-hmm.
So can you give an outline without spoilering it for me, who wants to go through the story?
Oh, gosh. The usual summary I get kind of spoils it, because it sort of explains the beginning, and you're not quite far enough, so... Gosh, what can I tell you then?
I'm guessing it's not the Indians. I mean, that part I...
Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Well, now you know that. Now, see this? Okay, so spoiler alert, everybody. It's not the Indians.
Yeah, sorry, guys. but Larry would have spoiled it anyway, because he's, like, really pissed that he can't be here today.
Wait, yeah. Did he finish the game?
I don't know how far he is, but he's aching to review it.
So... I guess I can go forward a little bit then. So the storyline is that there's been this Indian attack on this town, and your characters find out that the Indians were not behind it, and they go on a quest to track down the people that were in order to prevent a war between everybody and the Indians.
Which is good. Patrick's pointing to his map, his mental map right now.
Yep.
Going,
yep.
Ah!
Map.
Trying to figure out without having played it.
Uh-oh. No.
No.
So.
Just no.
So, now, here's another question. Why Spaghetti Western as far as the topic? That's the thing that actually pulled me into it and kind of made it stand up. That and I love SNES games, but...
Yeah, there's a few reasons why. One of the interesting reasons I want to talk about is, like... It's kind of a good challenge to work within limitations because it has a real world setting and it's a real time. You can't do anything you want in the game. I mean, it's obviously a very cartoonish depiction of reality, but you're sort of limited in what you can do. Like in a regular RPG, you could explain away anything with magic and just put dragons wherever you want. In this, you have to sort of your sort of choices are limited in how you make it work in a real-world setting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I did get my ass kicked by a snapping turtle, however.
Yeah. That's the part where you stop getting... It no longer holds your hand.
Yeah.
The turtle, everything's really changed.
I fell away from the hand and just went right into the water on that one. I was like, oh. Glad I talked to the dog.
Wow. Okay, so... One of the things about this game now, it's up to four players, which is an interesting thing.
And we were talking about mechanics, and we didn't want to talk about it too much before we talked to you about it.
Right. So, talk a little bit about so it's four players, but it's four players all sitting in the same room. It's not online or anything like that. This is it.
We're huge couch gamers here.
We love couch gaming, okay? So, this is a couch game. This is something to get together with your buds, drink heavily, and play. Tell us a bit about the four-player mechanics on this one.
Well, it started as a pretty simple idea. In a lot of these RPGs, you'd have, like, four characters, so... I co-created this game with a friend of mine. We play a lot of RPGs together and stuff, and we always wanted to think, like, why can't more RPGs let you, at the very least, just allocate different characters with different controllers so you can play them together. That's what Final Fantasy 3/6 does, if you guys have played that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have played it.
Okay. Did you know that was that could be two players?
No.
Yeah, a lot of people don't even know that. Yeah, you can just assign characters to controllers. So that was the impetus, the idea is, like, why not at least do that? But then it's like, as long as we're doing that, why don't we make it more fun than just the mechanics where you just wait your turn? So, how it works is characters are assigned to different controllers, and the battle system was designed around with multiplayer in mind, because you don't really have to wait your turn to attack or take an action. You have power that you're generating in real time, and you can always take an action, and you'll do the action if you have enough power. If you don't, you'll charge it up and do it automatically when you can, or you can cancel your action in the meantime.
Yeah, I actually like that quite a bit. That was one of the mechanics I really enjoyed about it, was that because of the way it goes, it makes it a lot easier to get your other characters. Sorry, Tom is distracting me. He's cleaning up the drink that I spilled.
He just spilled
the
drink.
He's like a maid.
Freaking floor.
Is that? He's not in your room.
Anyway, you can actually just preset the character before they're ready to go, and then it's going while you're working with the other character, maybe beating them a little bit with a lighter hit, a lighter and faster hit.
Yeah, so you just set up what attacks you want to do, and then we'll do them. If everybody's set to an action and they're charging their power, then it'll actually speed up the clock, so they don't have to do any waiting.
Yeah, and it's also you can also set the. You can also set the controller on the fly, which I thought was pretty cool. So if you got somebody that walks away for a beer, then you can just change the controller real quick and control it with your controller.
Yeah, I wanted to make it as easy as possible to jump in and jump out. So a lot of these games these days, you gotta like sign into your account, and it's just way too complicated for me. I wanted to make it really simple.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same mind on that. So, now, how long is the game, as far as, playable hours?
This one is, goes from, like, 10 to 15 hours from the testing that I've done. It kind of depends on how much you like to explore. If you don't like to explore much, you can finish it probably 10 hours.
Alright, so I'm at the 15 mark, because I look at flowers and stuff.
If you like towns, you like talking to everybody in the town, like exploring every nook and cranny, it'll take you at least 15.
That's Rob.
Yep. Nobody likes to play RPGs with me online.
No, we don't, because you will wander aimlessly and look at, like you said, and look at the freaking flowers. It's like, really, it's a flower.
What's over there?
I don't care how often you touch it, how often you smell it, how often you look at it. It's still a freaking flower.
I was playing Borderlands 2 one night with Matt and Jonah, and they're like all running ahead, and I'm like flower picking.
No, yeah, he was like go like to some other direction. He would like look like.
Dude, there was a hill. Like, you gotta look at the hill, right?
What's on the other side?
Look over there, and then me and Matt are pushing up, and he's like all the way back there, and like, what are you doing?
I'm like watching the text go by for the main storyline, and I'm just sitting there like, hey, look at that. You think there's something in there?
So roughly though, a 10-hour completion time. If you're playing like Rob, 15 hours completion time.
Pretty much.
Maybe 20.
I should point out that this is, somewhere during development, we decided to split the game up into three different games, and that's actually just the first part in the series.
Oh.
So 30 hours.
So it kind of ends, but it's kind of a cliffhanger into the next part.
Okay. Doing the Battlestar thing.
So, that brings us to the point. When will you release the next version?
As soon as I can. Like, I don't want to take too long, and it'll be just, you know, the same game, but with just the rest of the story. I don't want to revamp the whole thing, like, from Mass Effect to Mass Effect 2 or anything. So I can't give you a date, and I know better than to try. But,
right.
at this point, you know, because the foundation's already done here, I don't expect it to take too long.
I think you should do, like, a Mass Effect ending just to screw with people.
Nice. Wow.
Just, just make that, like, a side ending.
Yeah.
An alternate ending. Mass Effect. Noob's looking at me mean because he did the Mass Effect ending.
He's
still pissed.
Wow, you are still angry about that.
That's a long time ago for you to have that level of anger.
Yeah, that really...
Oh, I was angry about it, and I didn't even play it.
It's the same fucking ending, no matter how it is. Like, come on. Either it's green, or either it's blue, green, or red. That's all that matters. That's the only difference of it. Seriously.
Just make this one choice at the end, and that's it.
Yeah, and it's all defined by one choice. It don't matter what the fuck you do.
You know what's funny?
That'll be good, but I'm going to choose, like, to kill everybody or something like that.
Okay, so... I want to do my job. All right, so, Boot Hill Heroes, if people are interested in the game, where can they find it?
They should find it on the Steam Greenlight page and take a look at it and hopefully vote yes so we can come to Steam.
We'll link that up.
We will definitely have a link on our website for that. Okay, do you guys have a website?
Yes, we also have a website. Our website is experimentalgamer.com.
Which is, of course, a fake question because... Tom Darnwell knows we put it up on our Facebook page.
I did, but yeah. I have one job on this show. I ask people what their freaking website is.
About five times.
Yeah, because
that's your job. Yeah.
That's my job, and I do that.
He gets $80,000 a year
just to do that. So
yeah, just to do that.
So, all right. So,
I'd also one more is look on the PlayStation Mobile Store. It should be on there any day now.
Ooh,
it's probably come in there first.
Wow, so I'm gonna be able to roll it on my Vita?
Rob's nipples just got hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's what that is?
Oh, I'll finish it on the Vita, though.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's a good... You know, I will say, before we switch topics, that this is gonna be a good Vita game.
Really?
It's gonna be a good one to sit there on your pocket with.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yes, I can see... Yes.
You can just
it looks really good on the Vita. Like, because of the... pixel graphics, like, it doesn't look so good when it's blown up large on your computer screen. It looks really good on a small screen like the Vita.
I recorded it in high def.
Oh, nice job, Rob. All right.
You did stretch the graphics out, though. I mean, you straightened the graphics out so you could actually do it in high def.
I did?
Apparently, because it looks pretty good in high def. It doesn't look stretched.
Oh. I don't know what I did.
I planned it.
Just say, yes, I did.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Took us hours.
Oh. All right, so.
So it's time for failed systems.
All right, so the next topic down is failed systems. We've got some cool failed systems here tonight.
Yeah, we always do.
All right, you get to start with... before we go into this, we are the captains of failed systems. If it's a failed system, we have owned it. There's something about us, for some reason, we are just magnets for failed systems. It's like, oh, you know, that's really cool. I really want that system. And that will be the system that lasts about 2 days on the market, and they drop all support for it. That'll be the system we own.
Give me your Vectrex. Yeah. Give me your Dreamcast. I'm right there. I'm buying it. I'm first in line. Oh, by the way, Vita, I was at 12:01. I was out there picking up the Vita.
The only person.
There was three people.
All right, so Rob, what is your pick for failed systems?
All right, I'm going to go into my favorite failed system. My favorite failed system is the TurboGrafx-16. And I've got it right here. I'm going to show it to
you. Failed system?
Yeah. Explain. Okay.
I mean, it was NEC's basically last system in the U.S.
When we say failed, we just mean it didn't catch on.
What's that guy with the head?
Yeah, Bonk.
Bonk was an amazing game.
He was a great mascot, too. I really...
Yeah, he was the mascot for that, wasn't he? I forgot about that.
I like how I can say, what is the guy with the head, and you know what I'm talking about.
That's great.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You can never do that unless you're talking about the TurboGrafx-16. That's why it's successful.
That's right.
It was out on the Amiga and the CD32 as well.
Yes, it was. It was also out on the SNES, but...
Yes.
It was not the same.
No, you're right, because it was... This was the mascot for this system.
Now... You know what's good about the TurboGrafx? Number one, the controllers were excellent. These controllers...
Now, wait a minute. Rob, it's a failed system. It doesn't care how, we don't care how excellent the controllers work.
Oh, shut up.
Failed system.
Right, look at these controllers are built like bricks. They very seldom fail. They feel good, and they play well. The negative, of course, because this is a failed system, if you want to play with more than one player, you need this. The Turbo Tap.
Wait a minute.
Giggity. Tap that?
Yeah, I'm going to tap that.
All right, tap that.
So I'm going to tap this system right here. This is the Turbo Tap. It was fairly reasonably priced. I mean, it wasn't that bad. It was like in the $20, $30 range. And you could have up to five controllers plugged in. Really, you only had four-player games, so I don't know what was up with that. Actually, there's probably a TurboGrafx expert that's going to post some pretty nasty stuff about me.
You're going to get some feedback.
But I do love the TurboGrafx.
Maybe they're expecting later development.
That's right, yeah. Five! Hey, you guys got four players? We've got five! Okay. So that was one of the problems. I actually have four controllers for this, so I can play four-player games. It really wasn't limited in the games. It had a very good selection of games, especially in Japan. I play a lot of them. Another one of my negatives on it is if you want to composite out. Yeah, that's composite. You're squishing it.
Correct.
You had to purchase this, the Turbo Booster, which is attached to mine, and you could get... It looks beautiful with this, by the way.
Really?
It really is a lot better than the RF out on it. But this was expensive as hell. This one used cost me about $75. And I got it cheap. Wow. It's like $125 to $150 on eBay right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy crumb. Okay.
But I do have that cartridge that Tom's a big fan of.
I am.
The heck do they call these things? I did a video on it, on how to use it, that's like a gold standard for training for this, and I can't remember the name of it, but...
You're losing me here.
The name of the cartridge?
The multi-cart.
Yeah, the multi-cart, but it had a real name. It has a real name. You've got one. You've got two of them.
I've got two of them.
You've got one for your...
Yeah, the EverDrive.
Thank you. The Turbo... This is called
this
the Turbo
is the
EverDrive.
But it's an EverDrive.
Yes, it's an EverDrive.
It's a multi-cart.
Yeah, and it's... Yeah, but it's called the Turbo EverDrive. I was looking for the brand.
All right, it's the EverDrive. Okay, so, continue.
It's like calling this a game system.
It was a failed game system anyway.
Yeah, failed game system. Who cares?
It's an EverDrive.
This is a Turbo EverDrive. You can put a little mini SD in it, and I've got every game.
Okay.
And I own every game, by the way. This is totally not illegal.
So that's why he has every game on here. He owns every cartridge that ever came out for the Turbo 16.
Yeah, because I'm a sick bastard.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Stay alive.
I really am sick. It also had a CD adapter.
So, wait a minute. Dave, because you knew Bonk, you must have owned a TurboGrafx.
No, I didn't.
It failed!
See, he knows about Bonk.
Well, sure, it was famous. I mean, Bonk was famous.
In what world?
Every world. I mean, everybody knew who Bonk was during this era.
No!
And they also knew that the TurboGrafx was a fake 16-bit system. It was a really nicely graphed 8-bit system.
But they call it
a 16-bit blotter.
Correct.
Yes. And they call it a 16-bit. So when the SNES came out and people saw what real 16-bit looked like, this kind of looks sad.
Yeah.
But I will say that the games on it were tight. It had really good games for it. They played well. I enjoyed it. Early in our marriage, this was like the system I could afford. And because, it was on clearance at Toys R Us for like $25. And I played the heck out of it. And really, I still enjoy this game, the games on this to this day. I play Air Zonk. I think it's one of the best shooters that was ever made for any system. And, I enjoy it. However, let's face it, it failed miserably, and there's damn good reasons for it. That is mine.
All right.
Dave, do you got a failed system?
Yeah, I do.
All right, what do you got?
I have the WonderSwan Color.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Nice.
What?
I have the WonderSwan Color. You heard of this one?
No, not heard of this.
There were, if you remember back in the day, there were two water fountains. There was the WonderSwan and then the WonderSwan Colored. And that is my racist WonderSwan comment of the day. Thank you very much.
No. Explain what this thing was.
It's just the color version of the WonderSwan.
What? No. Okay.
It up, right?
You never played your brother's WonderSwan?
No.
Giggity.
Okay, you might want to go into the basics of
this. Okay, I'm old.
It's a handheld system. came out in Japan only, and it failed. And I don't know. It didn't do too bad in Japan, I don't think. The reason it's my failed system is because I was in Japan 10 years ago and I bought one. So it has sentimental value, but that's it. I got a Final Fantasy II edition. Came with Final Fantasy II. Not 4, but 2. You couldn't get that in America anywhere at the time, or anywhere else. It was only in Japan.
Okay, so now wait a minute. So this is a Bandai system. Did this... Did they ever have it here in the States?
No.
So this was only a Japanese system?
Yeah.
Was it a failed system in Japan?
Pretty much.
Okay, well, that says volumes right there.
It was a GP2X of its time.
Yeah, you know something? Again, if it fails in Japan, everything succeeds in Japan.
Wait,
it had to be really bad.
Who made that?
Bandai made that? A company called Kodo was the developer. Bandai purchased it from them and then released it.
Okay, you know a lot more about it than I do. So,
dude, it's called
Wikipedia. Would you say it was failed? Because I know that when I was there, it wasn't doing too bad, was it?
That's
speaking from...
They have them at the MGC every year. There's usually a couple of them for sale in the box. And by the way, they have the... Didn't they have, like, the best boxes ever?
Yeah, I still have the box and everything.
It was a beautiful box.
Wow, okay.
Well boxed.
Everybody likes a nice box.
What'd you think of the controls on that?
It's my head.
I don't remember, but I thought they were fine.
Yeah, they were pretty tight. They weren't, like, suffering from crappiness.
I'm looking at the layout on those controls. I don't think they suffer from crappiness.
You think?
Yeah,
I've done the black and white. Look at the controls
on that, dude. They look like they're suffering from crappiness. So, did the controls work on that?
Basically,
got 2 4-way controllers on that.
Well,
and A B.
Sony stole that later for the PlayStation Portable. Yeah, that 4-way thing.
Yeah, but what's the 2 4-ways on this?
We're doing really good YouTube right now.
Yeah, we are.
This is exactly why the audio podcast does much better than our YouTube station.
Of course, because people don't need to know what we're doing. So, all right. So you were in Japan about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And you found a WonderSwan color.
No,
right.
Now that uses the same power supply as US.
Yeah, they do actually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know they use the same video format.
Yeah, no, I was in Japan. God, about 8 years ago. So.
Yeah, you got ran out.
Yeah, I did.
Patrick was there a couple years ago.
Yeah, he was here a couple years ago.
I know. I was there this last summer.
Yeah, so we're all big fans. We all kind of go. So.
Did you hear the story about?
Turns.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. There only can be one gaijin there at a time. So you were 10 years. I'm sorry, I was about 8. Patrick was the last gaijin there, so.
you know that Patrick was run out of Japan for wearing a tentacle outfit, right?
Actually, no, it was the Godzilla outfit.
Godzilla outfit, yeah.
All right, but, so the WonderSwan. So how many games do you have for the WonderSwan?
Just that one.
This is again why the WonderSwan failed.
Wow! Ouch! So
yeah.
It's hard to play too because it's in Japanese.
Now wait a minute. So you went to Japan, you bought a system, and then a game in Japanese. I'm just thinking.
I'd do it.
That's why it failed. So, okay.
At the time, I thought it would be a clever way of teaching myself Japanese while playing a video game.
Not so much.
What game did I buy you that was in Japanese? Was it Pokemon? One of the games came out in Japan only. And I ended up buying Jonah the Japanese version of it for his birthday because he couldn't get in the U.S. yet. And I thought it'd be really cool. Because he'd get it before all of his friends, right?
And he couldn't play.
It's in freaking Japanese.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was Pokemon.
Yeah.
But I love Pokemon. Like, legitimately. It is my favorite game.
But I did get it to you in Japanese.
Yeah. So, yeah. Alright, well, that's a pretty good failed system, actually. I'm good with that one, actually.
Yeah, I like that.
So, Bandai's Gaming Classic.
I might pick one up.
I will have to look for one. I have not seen this out there,
actually. Yeah, they got them in little tiny boxes and little tiny display cases. They go cheap, too.
Because it's a failed system.
I looked it up to see. I was hoping it was worth money, so I tried to find one on eBay. It's worth almost exactly as much as I paid for it.
Damn,
inflation.
That pretty much defines a failed system.
You know what?
Okay, now that being said, because we're talking about failed systems, Dreamcast failed system. How much did Dreamcast go for at Windows Gaming Classic, Rob? Including two controllers.
Like $20.
No, about $40.
Really?
Which is cheaper
That's
than
pretty
they
high.
Originally. No, that is pretty not pretty high. Dude, but they're all shrink-wrapped. Cleaned up,
guess.
Ready to rock.
Yeah, I pick mine up for $20 all the time.
Exactly. So, yeah, the hallmark of a failed system is how cheap it goes for when it's...
How many does Rob have?
Well,
that is the hallmark.
Okay, maybe that's the hallmark
the
of a failed
system. The total failure of Dreamcast can be cited by the fact that I own like three or four.
Yeah, probably true too.
Anyone
can
you want.
So...
I have one for every floor.
All right,
wait,
Patrick.
I have two floors.
Patrick, what's your failed system? Patrick?
Oh, my failed system?
Yes.
Probably the only one that I owned was the GameCube.
That pretty much qualifies as a failed system. And explain why it's a failed system. Oh, wait, no, Dave.
The Nintendo people are going to hate us for this one.
Really?
I know.
Okay, so did you own a GameCube? Dave.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah,
well, you really are good on failed systems.
Wait, Dave, we're going to assume you're hands up to everybody who's owned a GameCube in this room.
Oh, crap. Only one of us didn't, so...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's still a failed system.
No, it's not. It's a
well, what's your definition of failed here?
However, the game...
The games
for the GameCube were actually decent.
Okay.
The controllers were actually kind of bad, though.
Yes,
they were.
Kind of
wacky.
And here's why it's failed. Anytime you go to Toys R Us or those places that are clearing them out for fire sale prices... That's pretty much a good
And there's
clue.
Still more than 20 of them on the rack.
Exactly. It's a good clue. It's a failed system.
However, the recent, the PS4 could actually turn out to be a failed system if production does not increase, I think.
I think you're wrong on that. But
it doubles the sales of the Xbox One.
No. Gentlemen.
We're not going to get into a current
argument. So, other reasons why you think it's failed?
For the GameCube?
Yeah.
Because of how the discs are. The discs are so small.
The format.
Yeah.
Because of format?
They use the mini CD version instead of a full CD.
Yeah.
In fact, literally one of the hacks for the GameCube is you grind the case open so it can take full-size CDs versus those freaking mini CDs.
So that you can hack the thing and run pirated games.
Of course.
Because you can't buy the games anymore. Because the games were so damned expensive.
Well, I mean, that too. That was another reason why I failed.
No, I mean, like, now.
Now that you...
You'd never grind
No, you don't
they're
have
like
to
like a
anymore.
Dollar. I mean,
yeah, but...
I've got a stack of them sitting in the back room that I got in an auction.
But the question of finding... But getting back down to it, it was just such a weird-ass format.
It had good games.
The controller sucked.
Yeah, some of my favorite games are on GameCube exclusively.
Yeah. The Zelda game, what was it? The Wind
Waker?
That was a wonderful game. I played that game for hours.
I played Monkey Ball to hell. I mean,
Monkey
played the
Ball
hell
was
of it.
Brilliant.
We used to play it 3 and 4 players.
Yeah, Monkey Ball was brilliant.
Racing game that I had?
Mario Kart?
No, not Mario
Kart. F-Zero?
The first Burnout?
I don't know what it was.
Okay.
The one where we were in
but
the ring.
But overall, the problem was that this was... It was badly advertised. It was badly marketed.
But it was a perfectly good system.
Doesn't matter. It's still a failed system. Because at this point...
I mean, I'm not going to argue that it was a failed system.
Nintendo really marketed that very poorly. They did not...
I think...
And it was only their second console?
It was going up against the PS2, which was...
No, it's the third console.
I mean, in the turn of the century, though.
At least their fourth.
Wait a minute. So, the NES?
Right?
Super NES...
Nintendo 64 GameCube.
Oh,
and
64
GameCube.
Yeah, so that's the fourth generation, yes. But the problem was, again, it just they didn't market it well. They really did a poor job.
I disagree. I think the only thing wrong with the GameCube was nothing. It was the competition. That was when they had Xbox to compete with and PlayStation 2 to compete with. It was just...
Xbox was not much... At that point, Xbox still was not competition.
Oh, it was awesome.
No.
It won me over. I loved the Xbox, the original one.
I've got one. You don't have to tell me. I
love that system. It had a big manly controller.
Okay, it did have a manly controller.
I know.
And with the internal hard drive too.
For me, I went from GameCube to PS2 to 360. That's the way my console's
right. All right.
So I got a taste of everything.
Yeah.
And
so you think the Xbox blew it away? Is that what your theory is, Dave?
I think the Xbox and the PlayStation 2.
I think the PS2 was
more
so.
They had like two major competitors.
No, they were both tied around that time.
Right, but what he's saying is the competition was so fierce.
Yeah, that's
the market from 3 into 3, so they had a lot more than they usually had. But I mean, Nintendo before this had the Sony PlayStation, and before that they had the Genesis.
And also
they had two competitors.
Yeah, no, Call of Duty. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Call of Duty, man. When I saw Call of Duty the first time on the Xbox, I was like, oh.
Halo. Well, also with the
Halo. Yeah, oh, Halo, God, dude. I loved Halo 2.
Also with the PS2, you could play old games from the PlayStation.
That's true, too.
Which is the first console to actually do that.
Here's the problem with that.
No, you could on the GameCube with the adapter.
Here's the problem.
You can play...
No, you can play,
You can play Game Boy Color games, can you?
With the adapter.
You can play... You could play...
Well, you could, though!
Game Boy Advance games and Game Boy Color.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, with the adapter.
Game Boy Advance games, I think.
But it was the same thing as getting the game... Like, when the Super Game Boy for your Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
that's the same exact thing.
But still,
I got something really controversial to say. It'll get me in a lot of trouble. But if you think the GameCube is a failed system and the good game you can come up with it is Wind Waker, what do you think about the Wii U? Where if you ask someone what's a good game for Wii U, and they
damn it,
Wind
I was
Waker.
Just
oh wait
that out. Go. I was just about to say
okay,
something
no no no
about
wait
that.
Now we'll get to it. We're gonna get to it then. Okay, so wait, we're gonna hold on that because we do have a comment on that coming up, but not yet. So wait on that one.
Day one owner.
Okay, yeah. Rob was day one.
I buy everything day one.
How many people are in line for that?
No, wait, we'll get to the Wii U.
Not long.
Jonah, failed system.
I don't know. Apparently the GameCube, but whatever.
Come on, the Wii is up on your shelf right now.
No, I love the Wii because that's the only thing where I can, like, look at Twitch without, like, any buffering.
That's not a good reason to call
a game system.
It's
video
player, not a
system. I am holding judgment on Korea because I think it has a niche. I do think it has a niche.
Oh,
I don't think they're exploiting
it
well.
It still makes it a failure.
No, the system itself, I mean, it still could happen,
good?
But
it's good.
But they're really screwing the pooch.
But
yeah.
The controllers are the problem.
Okay, so here is the problem with you. Now, again, we're not talking about bad hardware. A lot of the things you've already brought up are great hardware. They're failed systems.
The controllers are really rough
on the Ouya.
It was
the controllers.
Okay, and that's going to make the Ouya a failed system. It's going to be a failed system.
I don't think it's going to succeed. But if it did...
That was a failed system.
I would
system.
Say, if it did succeed, if it were to succeed, I would say bravo, because I do think they did a lot to try and bring their users back. I mean, I still play it. I do. I pull it out every once in a while.
It's still going to be a failed
system.
Oh,
the crane game.
I love the idea of people sitting next to each other on the couch. I think it was a good idea. I think its execution was very flawed.
All right. So, Ouya for you.
Wait, you know what? I want to hear from a dev on this.
Ouya.
Because you obviously didn't make an Ouya version.
You know why? Because it's a failed system.
Yeah.
Continue.
You want to sell more than 4?
Yeah, Mr. Backer.
Yeah, I backed it. I back everything, though.
The Ouya...
Oh.
Go.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Oh, sorry, would I put the game on the Ouya? I might still, yeah.
See?
Why? There's 4 people who would buy it.
Shut up. I'm one of them.
No.
All right, 3 other people.
Okay, 3 people would buy it. Rob would get it for sure, but that's great.
I haven't looked into it enough to really know for certain if I would or wouldn't.
It didn't make it to E3, let's just say that.
It was in the lot.
Yeah,
and it got kicked out.
They parked the truck in front of it.
Yeah, because they wouldn't move.
All right, so
that was edgy, man.
Mike,
I am definitely
failed system.
Definitely going with the newest generation, the Wii U. I do have to say, like, this is the problem with it. They came out with like all the games that everybody wanted too late. And like now they're starting to come out with Bayonetta 2, the new Mario Kart.
Still waiting.
Still waiting. Then there's also, I think, like, a new Pikmin, and, like...
Oh, I was looking for that on release day.
Like, there's a whole bunch, and the new Super Smash Brothers game. People are still waiting for those.
I think also the...
And their advertising wasn't the greatest either.
I think waiting for the main menu is what killed me for it. That main menu is slower than anything I've ever owned.
Horrible.
The Amiga could load in the time.
Wow.
The Commodore 64 could frickin' load Bruce Lee in the time I was waiting for that damn Ouya to come up. I mean, Ouya. It's not Ouya. That damn Wii U to come
up.
But,
like, if they released any of those games, like, within, like, when the first, like, they were, like, one of them were launch games, I think it might, like, it would have done much more better than what it has been doing. But they just released their games too late. Like, they weren't ready for it. They just came out with it, and they didn't advertise it very well, and they're like, oh yeah, by the way, these games are coming up soon. In some time. They don't know.
There's actually like a pattern going on.
I like the screen, you know, the screen on the controller thing, but then I hated it at the same time because it's like, this controller is ridiculously bulky. It was ridiculous.
And then when you look at, like, the PS4 and the Xbox, like, they had, like, pretty much games exclusive, like, come out right away for launch date.
And that makes a big difference.
Like, PlayStation was just like, we're going to release our first 1080p game right away. And, Tom, you got to look at that.
Oh, and we're going to have a decent controller right away. Yeah. It was a good controller.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah, the PS4 graphics on really the good. Graphics on the first 1080p game, which is, God, now I can't think. Nightfall.
Yeah. Were amazing.
It was great. It was awesome.
And its graphics have been pretty amazing. And they've been courting indie developers, and I like indie games a lot. So.
Yeah, and even those, like, a lot of the games come out for free, too, and for PlayStation Plus users. I mean, look, they already have Outcast, one of the scariest games ever made. You don't have any weapons. All you can do is run, hide. Mm-hmm. That's all you can do.
Yeah, they...
I'm playing that right now.
Oh, it's a scary ass game.
One of us. One.
Yeah, really. That's pretty.
That's pretty funny.
That is good, actually.
Yeah. I think.
But that's like when it comes to like failed systems, the Wii U definitely.
That's a real.
It failed.
That's a major failure. That's a major failure.
I guess I have to address.
It's failing. It hasn't failed. It's failing.
The only thing that
has to be done for it to be.
It's not life support.
The only thing that's keeping.
What system?
The Wii U.
It's on life support.
Yeah.
The only thing that's really saving Nintendo is the DS and stuff like that.
Yeah. Their
handhelds are just genius.
Exactly.
If I don't bring up Xbox One, I know Brian's gonna get real mad. Do you consider Xbox is less than like stellar
performance?
Do you consider that a sign of weakening? Do you consider that a sign of fail?
Okay, here's the thing about Microsoft. They are just a juggernaut.
They're
all
empty promises.
But the problem, they will just wait you out. They did it with the Xbox, the original Xbox. The original Xbox had a less than stellar launch too, if you remember. And they just kind of waited it out and just.
They have a good lineup, and I think that's going to help them in the long run.
And also, like, they were already having two things wrong with it already.
Yeah, no, the 360, the first 360 failed every freaking 5 seconds, and they still managed to
Red
overcome
ring
that.
Of death.
Yeah.
Red ring of death.
Thank you. And yet, everybody still bought it. Everybody still had it, and
it had Halo
3. Yeah, but not everyone's so excited to jump onto new consoles because of things like that, like me.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm gonna wreck the Xbox One right away because what they did, what they have now is what I recently heard on on some guy who was talking about how he returned his Xbox One. He said that people were having the blue screen of death where their hardware would fail on them, and also the Xbox is also having problems with their controller already, and they had to come up with an update to fix it. That's one of the first things you should probably try to get down right away is your controller.
You'd think.
Yeah, just ask Ouya.
Yeah, there you go.
I spent it on the Xbox One because the controllers actually require
Console research.
The Kinect actually requires you to like put the controllers so the Kinect can see the controllers. If it goes out of the Kinect's view, then the controller will turn off.
What if you don't want the Kinect?
You can't. No.
That's part of the new update. The Xbox One is going to eliminate the Kinect.
Really?
Well, not eliminate it, but...
You don't because the Kinect was so big when it first came out.
It sold pretty well, didn't it?
It sold well, and then everybody realized that was a piece of plastic shit.
I mean, it works well.
It does work very well.
It's just a gimmick.
Yeah, it just is.
It's a cool gimmick.
All the games suck for it, though. I mean, they tried for the whole motion, like, gear.
But the PS4 has, you know, it has a camera. I've got that camera. I don't use it.
Yeah, I don't have the camera either, and
I've got it, but I don't use it. I use it for Twitch.
My PS4
works
wonderful without it.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I have no problem with it.
The PS4 is a game machine, but the Xbox One is an entertainment machine.
Yes. Man, I hope Brian listens to this or watches this.
He's going to be yelling at the screen.
He's going to be like,
you bastards!
All right.
That's what he gets for working.
Well, however, go on.
Go ahead. No.
Well, however, for Microsoft, they always lose money from their gaming console system within Microsoft. It's always a...
That's fairly common in consoles.
Yeah, it really is. It's not necessarily just about the console. It's about market share. It's about name recognition. It's about the games you sell.
The whole Xbox system is that weight lost to Microsoft. They're only in the whole console for the hell of it.
Screw it. Let's go with Steam.
Are you kidding? They just renamed their whole line to match one.
Just screw everything. Let's go with Steam Machine. Just fuck it.
Hi, Kim.
Me too. So the sound's working now.
Like half a glass. Come on,
that's good.
Is it? We got sound?
Yeah, we got sound. All
right,
we're good.
Is that what the problem that we are we recording right now?
Yeah, we're recording.
Okay, is that what the problem was last? Why we lost the last 10 minutes of the show? Because we didn't have sound?
No, we just had some corruption last week. I mean, we just lost 10 minutes. That's all.
So what are we gonna do?
Overthrow the corrupt government?
No. What are we going to do to replace the 10 minutes of the show?
I'll just slap something on there, dude.
You can't just slap something on the end of the show.
Nobody watches the last 10 minutes of the show anyway.
Somebody might watch. No, somebody might actually watch the last 10 minutes of the show.
Only some freaking sad loser.
I think every minute of the show is after the introduction. It's just some shit we tacked on.
What?
So, well taken.
So, you know.
So you're just going to slap something on there.
Just going to slap something on there.
What would you slap on the end of that show?
I don't know.
I can talk about what I learned.
Fuck up.
I didn't learn shit. Oh, wow. Anybody learn shit?